Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. It has been a week, and the town is buzzing about Paul and what he will share at the next synagogue meeting. Welcome to my series, Paul, the Early Years. Paul has stirred things up for the Jewish leaders, who will be featuring Paul as their special guest speaker. Or at least, that was the initial plan. The excitement was thick in the air as stories had spread throughout the town about this man Paul and what he had said in last week's service. It seems that everyone in the city had turned out to hear Paul share again in the synagogue. The synagogue leaders, seeing the crowds, became jealous and did not give Paul an opportunity to share, but instead rebuked Paul's teaching in front of the crowds. They made it quite clear that Paul and Barnabas were blaspheming the word of God and that everything they said was a lie. Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and declared, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you, the Jews, since you rebuke all that I say. You judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we will take our message to the Gentiles, for the Lord has commanded us. I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." When the crowd heard this, they cheered. Paul left the synagogue, and many followed him. The crowds began to rejoice and glorify the word of the Lord, and as many had been appointed to eternal life, believed in the words of Paul. The Jewish leaders forced Paul and Barnabas to leave the city. Paul just shook the dust off his feet in protest and headed to the next city, Iconium, where things were going to start to get out of control. The difficulties and persecutions are now starting against Paul. The Jewish leaders do not want anything to do with Jesus. In fact, they've turned on Paul and all that follow him. They're hoping to put an end to his journey in Iconium. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.